Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah. J. Anthony Brown.
Thank you, Augusta. We had a great time. And LeBron James, you know how many times Sybil has called me the B word? Shut up and play ball. Shut up.
Yeah, before we get to the NBA Finals and and the suspension
tragedy,
of Draymond Green.
Tragedy.
Whoa. This Orlando. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Orlando. What's the count now, Sib, of people at the club that were killed and people that were wounded?
103 remains with 50 deceased and 50 survivors.
103 wounded?
No.
Huh?
You said the total count.
Yeah.
And that's 103. 50 murdered and 53 were wounded and are still in recovery mode.
Golly.
Wow.
Man.
And that gun, you can pick up anywhere, any gun show.
Yeah, he proved
Here we
that.
Go.
Any gun show.
Here we go.
You can walk right in and pick it up.
And the NRA hasn't said anything about it.
No. I haven't heard anything.
No. There's nothing on their website. There's nothing on their Twitter account. This is anything about the shooting,
and you're probably and it's not the, going to.
And it's the same. And it's the same assault weapon that was used on so many other mass murders.
Yep. And one bullet can kill more than one person.
Hmm.
It's very light. You can pick it up anywhere. Mm.
The gun industry says that there are 3 million of those guns in circulation in the United States, and that the United States is their biggest client for that weapon. NRA, can we just start with just banning assault weapons? I know it doesn't solve everything, but it's a start. Assault weapons. Doesn't change the fact that crazy people will do crazy things, but it does make it, you are putting forth an effort because it's just the assault weapons. Can we just start with banning assault weapons?
This is the same weapon that was used by Adam Lanza, the man that killed the children at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And this is just a continuation of a semi-automatic weapon that the industry claims that it's good for hunting and for
what?
Defending your home. But obviously, in these cases, it's not what it's being used for. And it's being used to destroy.
They just did a special on that same gun about a week ago.
The AR-15.
The AR-15, how easy it is to buy, how easy it is to learn to use, and that you can just buy it anywhere.
Yeah, and you really need this when you're going into a school with five-year-olds to defend and to do damage at a club like this with people who are out just celebrating and having a good time.
And the last time there was a call for a ban on these weapons, the sales just spiked and shot through the roof.
Yeah.
The AR-15 or any of them. Assault weapons. Assault weapons.
Hence the name.
And Hick and the president has made the same speech 16 times.
Yesterday was number 16.
Same speech. And the NRA hasn't said anything about the shoes. Nothing. You watch the Tonys?
Yeah, that was a highlight for me yesterday.
Yeah, it was good, real
obviously.
Good.
Obviously.
Hamilton?
It was Hamilton's night. They did not break the record for the most wins. But They were one short. The producers still maintains the record of 12 wins. But Hamilton had an incredible night with 11 wins.
Oh, man. That's such a good
in their performance, did they use the musket guns?
They said they weren't.
They didn't. I don't recall
They said that. They were not going to use it.
No.
In their performance, they have this routine where they have these musket guns. And so in light of the tragedy in Orlando, they...
They said they promised they would not, and they did not.
Yeah.
And I don't recall seeing it.
Do you watch The Last Ship on TNT? It's their highest rated show.
Yeah, with Eric Dane, yes.
Okay, they have 2-hour season premiere that was supposed to come on this weekend, but they scrapped it because in the 2-hour premiere, it includes a shooting at a Vietnamese nightclub, and they thought that would be in bad taste, so they scrapped that last night.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And the star of Hamilton, he did an impromptu rap.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is just, he's amazing. And he did this sonnet last night in his acceptance speech, and it was just, and the way it ended was just love, love, love. And
when the dry eye in the place,
I hear. No, but everybody was very passionate last night who came up and chose to speak about this. James Corden started off, and we know and love James Corden now, but he is a Broadway star, but he is now the star of the late night TV show. And he started it off, but amongst those that did speak, Frank Langella, the Broadway star, won, and he spoke about it, and Barbara Streisand spoke about it, and you know, person after person who came up, mm-hmm. you know, saying that we know that this is what has happened here, and here's a whole community here in this room. Look around this room, and we're here for you. And that seems to be, you know, speaking for people around the world, to the people in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. And then Orlando had another shooting. The lady, poor little 22-year-old.
This was really crazy.
Was on Friday.
This was Friday night, yeah. This is the voice contestant from 2014, Christina Grimmie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I think she came in third place, I want to say. But she was out there selling her music after her performance and signing autographs. And this man who traveled with the express intent came up to her and killed her. He shot her to death. And her brother may have saved, we don't know how many more lives. But her brother was there by her side. He was her partner.
Mm-hmm.
And he tackled the guy. And during the process of the tackling, the man killed himself. And this is just an awful. And so you think, okay, this is the worst that could happen this weekend. This poor girl, you know, and I'm not comparing the streets of any particular city and what goes on in the weekend. I'm just thinking, you know, just the craziest thing as far as somebody that you've seen and or whatever. And then this happens mm-hmm. overnight.
Yeah.
And I listen to the radio a lot during the night because it just the conversation helps me sometimes to go back to sleep, although most times it keeps me awake. But anyway, you hear it in the middle of the night, Sunday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and you're like, this cannot be.
I know.
And that's what everybody said. It just seemed like the most one of the... And now the stories are, you know, coming out about this man, and we've got to talk about... Jay, we talk about the guns and we talk about the automatic weapons, Tom, but
weapons.
We have mm-hmm. got to talk about the system and keeping an eye on this man and others.
This is the
like
second time
him.
Where they've watched, they've had the guy on record, and they go out and do something crazy.
And they said they didn't have anything. But if it falls off the FBI's radar, then it should fall to somebody on a local level. And then pick up the pieces to keep an eye on someone like this.
That's
but there's got to be not just about the weapons, and God knows that
no.
is vital, but there's got to be a multi-pronged process and an approach to this.
To strengthen the system.
To keep the system strong, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But on the good side?
What?
The Tonys were amazing. And that brought brightness to my heart last night. I don't know about other people, but
it's
really
amazing
did.
That if you've seen some of the plays, you know, to see them win, you like saw it, saw it, saw it. Gotta see it. Saw it, saw it, saw it.
Well, player most people have not seen as many plays as you have.
I mean, I know that's in the question and answer.
You realize that when you said this, right?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He didn't even
know. No, he didn't.
The man loves theater.
The man loves theater.
Right.
Now, I know you think something else about a man who loves theater this much.
I know,
and especially a lot of theater. When this man tells you there's nothing on Broadway he hasn't seen,
believe him.
Don't judge him.
No, go ahead and judge.
It's easy to judge. I understand.
It is very easy to judge.
There is no play on Broadway in the last 10 years that he has not seen.
And that he has not seen.
But don't judge him. He loves Broadway. He loves a show tune. And he loves to dress up. But don't judge him. But do not judge J. Anthony Brown.
Tinkerbell is his favorite.
Okay. Hey, okay, but don't judge him.
I have a theater background. Okay.
What's your background?